This is NLJE,
home of fracturing football,
where hosts Noah Lichtenberg and Jack Edwards analyze the latest in sports.
Right now on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to this edition of NLJE, Breaking Down the Brackets. I'm your main host, Noah Lichtenberg. Alongside me, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards. And in the studio with us, we have some guests, Matt Hastell and Griffin Gonzalez.
Hello.
Hey.
None of our mics worked.
Yeah. We fixed them. We're on now, though.
Technical
difficulty. Welcome, everybody, to NLJE.
All right. So, first things first, the selection show. What did you guys think? Did you guys
Terrible.
I didn't watch it.
Terrible.
I missed it.
I agree. But it was bad.
Ooh.
Like, you could have, like, if they're going to keep this format, no one's going to start watching until 6:30 when they're done showing all the team. Like, that's the fun part. The fun part is seeing your team pop up. We don't want to see, like, oh, this is the alphabetical order of teams that are in, because then it's just kind of like, it loses all momentum.
Yeah,
it loses this element of surprise. Like, it's fun not knowing where you're going to be.
It just seemed awkward. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, here's the teams. And then
I think even the host thought it was awkward. I think you could kind of tell. They're like, and now we're going to send it back over to Ernie. And Ernie's like, yeah, these are the teams now that we're revealing.
Ernie Johnson?
Yeah, Ernie Johnson. Yeah, he's good.
Big fan of Ernie Johnson.
Love Ernie Johnson, but I just thought that was weird.
All right, so the first topic we're going to be talking about is the first round, and then we got your upsets and just a general overview. So first team Jack and I picked, we'd like to hear you guys' inputs too, but first team Jack and I picked was Loyola Chicago against Miami, Florida. They're an 11 seed, but they beat number five Florida. And they have been on a win streak as of lately, winning 14 of their last 15. And I think that their defense will prove to be the difference over Miami.
It's definitely one of the most popular upset choices out there because, I mean, just looking at the RPI, I mean, I know the selection committee didn't look at that so much, but Miami is number 27 in RPI. Loyola, Illinois is number 28. And Loyola's defense, as you mentioned, Noah, is really good. So they have what it takes to be an early round upset, and they're a popular early round choice, so I'm wondering what you guys think about them also.
Yeah, I agree. I picked, I'm actually building my bracket right now as we speak. I picked Loyola Chicago over Miami University. I think Miami's like, they have a lot of showtime to them. You know, like they're big, they remind me of Florida Gulf Coast this year because they're tall, like they're big and they dunk a lot, right? But I think that Loyola Chicago has just been a more solid team overall. I mean, 11-6 seed, that's not a huge upset. Like, that's a common upset, actually. So, like, I think that's a safe pick. And you might get some extra points because, you know, you're always gonna have the kid in your bracket that's choosing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, winning all their games, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think the reason I like Loyola isn't because of, you know, they beat Florida. What I really see there is how they beat
Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky kind of invented that, right? So
talking about Kentucky, a lot of the talk about them, about how they kind of got screwed with where they are in the tournament. So I was wondering, how far do you guys have Kentucky going, like, with their tough matchups that they will have?
They're going to play Davis in the first round, and assuming Arizona win their 4-13 game, they'll play Arizona second round. And I think Arizona, honestly, could be Kentucky. I like DeAndre Ayton a lot. I think he's a really talented player. I think he's going to potentially lead them pretty far in this tournament.
Here's what I think. Okay, Kentucky is very good. They are always good. They're really coming into form, but they just play in too hard of a bracket to do anything with it. They have to go through UVA, I believe.
Is that UVA, right? If they make it to the Elite Eight.
They have to go through Arizona in the second round, then UVA if they want to go to the Elite Eight. This isn't an easy bracket for Kentucky to do well in. Don't.
All right, so I want you guys to look at your brackets, look at your Elite Eight, Final Four. All right, so in the past 3 years, in the Final Four, there's always been a 7 or lower seed that's been in it. Last year, it was South Carolina, then Syracuse, then Michigan State. And the years before that. So in your bracket, what do you guys have as your lower seed that's going further in your bracket?
At this point, I would love to see a Butler-Villanova matchup. I think Butler has the potential to do it. Beating Arkansas in the first round is not the most, you know, impossible deal. Purdue would be the toughest thing I think that they'd run into, the toughest team I think they'd run into on the way to that. And then if they beat Purdue, I have them beating Florida. So then Butler-Villanova in the Elite Eight, and then I have Butler coming out of Villanova just because they've had a history of beating Villanova. They have it's a mental edge that they have over them. It's just a matter of getting there, you know.
Yeah, when I look at the tournament, I agree with you, Matt. When I look at the tournament, though, and I look into years past, and I look at guys who are on those teams that are not highly seeded and teams that can make a run in the tournament and who can get major upsets and who can hit big shots, it's almost always behind the play of a super fantastic guard who can shoot lights out. And there's no better definition in college basketball this year than a guard who can shoot lights out than Oklahoma's Trae Young.
That's true.
Listen, I know Oklahoma has not been playing well. I know they probably shouldn't have been in the tournament. They were on the bubble for the longest time. But at the end of the day, you know, it's one game at a time. And if Oklahoma is shooting like the way Trae Young can shoot, and he's putting up 40 a game, it is going to be all Oklahoma. I think they can upset URI. I think they can upset Duke. They can upset Michigan State. They can play whoever wants to play them. If Trae Young's hitting his shots, college basketball's in trouble.
He's one of the biggest game changers in the entire nation.
Yeah.
If he shows up, Oklahoma's going to be dangerous. I think I definitely can see Trae Young showing up at least in the first round and getting them past URI. Against Duke, though, that's going to be a tough matchup.
Very
He's going to play at his absolute best to get past Duke.
Definitely.
All right, you heard it here. Providence is going to the Ooh. Elite Eight.
Okay. All right.
They, if you look at their matchups in the top 25, they've won three times in the top versus the top 25, which is more than a lot of those lower seeds, like the 4 and 3 seeds. And they beat Xavier. They beat Villanova. They beat Xavier again. And then they were in a close game with Villanova again. So that's my upset.
So you're
pick.
Predicting Providence is going to go to the Elite Eight.
Yes.
You're predicting Providence is going to beat up on
Texas A&M and UNC.
I could see Texas
and
A&M.
Michigan
and Michigan or Houston.
Or Houston. Yes. Yeah. Michigan and Houston. Yes. Or
it all depends
UNC.
On how that Houston how Houston does.
That,
if Houston
I agree
goes
with
to
that.
The Sweet 16, yes, Providence is going to the Elite Eight. But if Houston does not, I don't see how Providence stops a Michigan or a UNC.
I think there's Michigan no would be their toughest matchup. But
unless
UNC,
looking at history,
I feel like UNC is being slept on a little.
Winners who have come back, like they always don't do well. It's really hard to repeat winning again.
Here's the thing: if UNC wins, it goes to the national championship again, or even the Final Four. Joel Berry is one of the greatest UNC players of all time.
True.
Period. End of story. I mean, he is fantastic. I mean, UNC 3 straight Final Four appearances, 3 straight championship games, and 1 and. Wait, am I right on that? 1-2 in those games, right? 1-1.
And
they've only been there 2 years in a row. They go there for a third year in a row. That's right. He will be one of the best players of all time at UNC. And listen, I think that he can get there. It's just a matter of how do you play Michigan? How do you play Gonzaga? And most importantly, how do you play Xavier?
I think to me, Joel Berry is much like Christian Laettner, just in terms of being a fantastic basketball player. In college, I don't know how well it'll translate over to the pros if he decides to go pro, right? Because college is a different game, and though you have to be a special kind of breed to come out of college and be successful in the NBA.
I agree, 100%.
Just like Christian Laettner was mediocre.
Let's not forget about Marcus Paige, though. That was another great college player at UNC who did absolutely nothing in the NBA, but man, that shot he hit in the national championship, sure. You're going to talk about the one Villanova hit after, but that guy had 6 points in the final minute of the national championship, both clutch shots. Tough to beat him.
Very true.
Back to the dynamic guard play, man. I'm telling you, it wins championships. Marvin Bagley is fantastic. Duke does not have a point guard. That's why they won't go far. That's it.
I think that's going to wrap up the show. We have about a minute before we got to leave.
Are you sure you don't want me to yell more? I can yell more.
Okay, who are you guys as champions? Good best bracket.
I'm not done yet. But I'm going to say Butler.
Butler?
Wow.
Just because Bold. I have a soft spot for Butler. Both my parents went there. And, okay, Tyler Wideman, Kamar Baldwin, Keelan Martin. Great, great team. I think they have a potential.
All right, Griffin.
Listen, I think this is Villanova's tournament to lose. I think they're the best team in the nation. I think UVA is fantastic. I'd love to see that championship matchup with UVA's defense versus Villanova and Jay Wright. But, guys, at the end of the day, I think this is Villanova and Jay Wright. I think he's too hard to beat in March.
Haven't put a ton of thought into it, but currently have Duke winning. Probably going to change several times for it.
Duke winning's a bold move. In this day and age, Duke winning's a bold move.
I agree.
All right, I have Michigan State winning. That's my...
Okay, that's safe. That's a safe thing.
So that is going to wrap up this show right now. Thank you to our guests, Matt and Griffin.
Yeah.
Noah, great job as host.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
This has been Breaking Down the Brackets on 91.3.
With the Breaking Point host.
NLJE.
NLJE.
Yeah.
Catch you next time. 2 weeks from now. Make sure to tune in.
Adios. See ya.